unbelievable. Anybody that knows basic economics will tell you if you increase taxation, you get less in. There's less activity. The problem with this one, you see, it's only going to affect people on over 150 grand a year. So they see it. However, a lot of people on, I mean, we're not talking about the public sector workers here, you know. I'm not talking about judges, barristers, local authority executives, chief constables. We're not talking about them. They can't go anywhere. They've got them well and truly trapped. So they'll get the money off them. What about the people on significantly more than that who will just leave the country? You know, they'll buy their Bentley in Spain from a distributor in Spain. So that taxation event, you see the sale, the purchase price, the house price, the purchase price. You see what I'm saying? If large earners leave the country, right, which some of them, unfortunately, because of that greedy, that percentage, I mean, I remember talking to a multi-millionaire once, very, very wealthy fella, and he said something to me that chimed with us, because this guy had pots and pots of cash. And I said to him, well, you know, what's this all about, George? And he went, look, he said, a fiver to me is the same fiver to you. He says, makes no difference how much money I've got tucked away. And I thought, I had to think to myself, I thought, aye. And now you see, the reason how we got to where he was, right, he was a very, very avarice, careful, financially extremely careful. If he could spend a penny, right, and not a pound, he'd spend a penny. Okay, that's how they get to have the multi-million. So when you increase that tax, a lot of them will just think, well, stop it. I'll just go to Spain, Gibraltar, Cayman Islands, Jamaica. You know, there's loads of countries out there that'll accept people with large amounts of wealth, Switzerland, etc., etc., etc. Okay, so that's what happens. And then they start buying stuff in that particular country and paying tax on the purchase of the goods in that country. So you see how this works against you. That's why the Laffer curve shows that if a government increases its tax rate, it takes less. Yeah? That's just one element. The fact to take more money out of an economy in any event, there's not much more money running about. And obviously you're taking away people, or potentially taking people out of the country who generate wealth. You know, the type of kids get up in the morning, build a business, employ a load of people, build factories, etc., etc. So anyway, that's just an economic issue that... So you can see what they're trying to do. Now, they know that. I know that. They know that. They know that better than anybody else. So what is this? This is them in a plan to destroy the economy. Remember, it's all a plan. They've got to get to their goal. Their goal is no private wealth, no private industry, depopulation, net zero, 2030. That's what they're planning. You know, remember, when they put these toxic LEDs up all over, you know, gates heading the rest of the country, I knew there was a rabbit off then, because they're lethal, by the way. All right, optical radiations and hazards, these things are absolutely lethal. Yeah, no wonder they wanted to get us arrested for doing the video on the breakdown of the light. Interesting enough, a few of them gated councillors are starting to wake up. Yeah, now, Hancock, oh, what a cock. I mean, this is a piece of filth of... He's probably just hiding out the way while they do the investigation into the Midazlam murders, but it is quite interesting. Calvin Harris on Sky News talking about it, and he did go further. They did clip that bit. So, well done, Calvin. Very, very good for speaking out. Unbelievable. And he's still walking the streets. That character is still walking the streets, and he murdered your granny. He murdered your gran and your mum, right? And your granddad and your dad, in the nursing homes. They stuck them in rooms, wouldn't allow them out, and subdued them with large amounts of midazolam, morphine, and basically put them on their end-of-life pathway. And then, which his mate, right, the now Chancellor Hunt, organised, and then they got the doctors to put their deaths down to, what was it? Yes, we all know what it was. Okay, falsifying the death certificates so they could terrorize the population, right? Terrorize them into believing that there was a pandemic going on. Right, these clowns, these total M25 eco-protest clowns, leader Green Zealots is locked up on a plot charge. Now what I would do with them, be more than that. You see these globalist scum, because that's who they are. Look, there's his girlfriend, right, and look who she works for. The International Planned Parenthood Federation Pressure Group. Gates has got his fingers all over these lot, hasn't he? He's got them absolutely singing to their tune. No wonder they're in the paper all the time. I mean, you've seen the coverage they get. There was two idiots on GB News last night trying to justify them doing what they're doing. Do none of them know that CO2 0.04 and then it's a trace gas and it actually does the exact opposite to what these characters are trying to say. I mean, what's going on? Oh, that's right, yes. The criminals all want you in electric cars because, you see, Planned Parenthood sterilise you. Put your kids in an electric car and sterilise you. Electromagnetic radiation fields from an electric motor cause sterilisation. That is in all of the science. So, you see, this Planned Parenthood... Now, this might not know... She might have cotton wool between her ears, but you see they're getting managed. They're state-managed, state-handled. I mean, what does he look like? He's obviously one of them, which I think he looks a bit like, doesn't he? Looks a bit like Cat Weasley. He's a Cat Weasley type, isn't he? He's probably into that whole, he's probably in that same thing that the Queen was in. You know, the where they hang around the woods and that. You're probably in that same bullshit thing, yeah? So you see, they want to sterilise you, they want to depopulate, they want to harm you, they want to give you cancer. All right? Because that tells you should all you need to know. That's his girlfriend. Who is he? Where's he getting his money from? Who's actually backing him? But this M25 force, the people are turning. But you see, unfortunately on GB News, right? So if anybody knows Dan Wooten or any of the others, tell them. Get a climatologist on, a one that knows what he's talking about, and he'll tell you about the CO2 scam. How do these not know? How do they not know that it's all a scam? So, interesting enough, Rishi's deal to bring fracked US gas here. Good. I wonder how much, what's the kickback on that one? So we've got absolutely massive reserves in the North Sea. Massive reserves just off Blythe Beach in Northumberland, right? Because I know the guys that did the exploration there. So we've got massive reserves all over, massive reserves off the South Irish Sea, massive reserves all over. They're shutting in the North Sea as best they possibly can and not allowing any further exploration rights and making it so extremely difficult that we can't get our hands on this energy. Right, and Rishi wants to bring US gas here when we don't really need it, when we can get our own. But the government, right, the blob, whatever they want to call them, don't want you to. So you see, people need to know what's going on, and we're being lied to on a massive scale. I mean, what happened to all them windmills? They're talking about there's not going to be any electricity. What happened to all the windmills? What happened to all the PVs? They've been sticking on people's roofs. Was that all just a ruse? Was that all just a complete load of crap?